So this year is my 49th Feast of Tabernacles. And it's my wife's 54th Feast of Tabernacles, which goes to prove once again that she's a lot holier than I am. She has five more feasts than I do. And early on, actually before the Feast of Tabernacles, I asked God to make this the best feast ever. And I can't think of another one better than this one. So I just like to, while I have this captive crowd, I can't tell you all individually, but wow, have we met some people. And I just want to thank you all for making this probably our best feast ever. Thank you very much. This is an offertory message, which means if anybody here doesn't have one of those green envelopes, then you can raise your hand and the ushers will bring you one of those envelopes, which greatly helps the home office process the offering. So I'm going to start right on over in Leviticus chapter 23. Leviticus chapter 23, beginning in verse 33, talking about the Feast of Tabernacles and this day that we're celebrating today. Verse 33, then the Lord spoke to Moses, saying, speak to the children of Israel, saying, the 15th day of this seventh month shall be the Feast of Tabernacles for 7 days to the Lord. On the first day there shall be a holy convocation. You shall do no customary work on it. For 7 days you shall offer an offering made by fire to the Lord. On the eighth day you shall have a holy convocation, and you shall offer an offering made by fire to the Lord. It is a sacred assembly, and you shall do no customary work on it. Verse 37. These are the feasts of the Lord, which you shall proclaim to be holy convocations to offer an offering made by fire to the Lord, a burnt offering and a grain offering, a sacrifice and drink offerings, everything on its day, besides the Sabbaths of the Lord, besides your gifts, besides all your vows, and besides all your freewill offerings which you give to the Lord. Also on the 15th day of the seventh month, when you have gathered in the fruit of the land, you shall keep the feast of the Lord for 7 days. On the first day there shall be a Sabbath rest, and on the eighth day a Sabbath rest. So this day specifically, this eighth day, is mentioned twice. And in this passage, the word offering is stated two times, specifically related to the first day of the Feast of Tabernacles and on the eighth day, which is today. So I'd like to go over to the book of Deuteronomy, chapter 16, and go through verses 16 through 17. Three times a year, all your males shall appear before the Lord your God in the place which he chooses, at the Feast of Unleavened Bread, at the Feast of Weeks, and at the Feast of Tabernacles, and they shall not appear before the Lord empty-handed. Every man shall give as he is able, according to the blessing of the Lord your God, which he has given you. That word blessing that we just read, if you'd like a little bit of Hebrew lessons today, that's pronounced Barakah. Barakah. It's the Strong's H1293, originally from the Strong's 1288. It says, by implication, prosperity. That blessing, prosperity. Blessing, liberal, pool, present. When the word blessing appears in the New Testament, that's the G2129, and it also means a gift, a present, even a treaty of peace. Isn't that interesting? The implication here is that we're to appear to God several times per year, and having prepared to bring an offering, so that we are not found empty, and to do so according to the blessings that God has given to us already throughout the year. In other words, God gives us everything, and we bring a portion of what he's given us. The call to us is to be aware of these times and be prepared, having carefully, all through the year, systematically saved up stashed away, put away a little bit here, a little bit there, throughout the whole year. The call is for us to be, for God's people to be intimately aware of the Lord God as our provider, as blesser, as healer, as banner that goes before us, our sanctifier, our shepherd, our peace, our strength. That's just a few. That's just a few of those names. But sometimes, especially when we go going through maybe a little valley or a little trial, things are hard. This happens to all of us all the time. It happens to me several times a week sometimes. It's really a rare week where there's not some trial, some frustration, some upset, something to upset our apple cart. So we know who the king of this world is right now, and sometimes he puts stumbling blocks in the way. Sometimes it's hard to name our blessings, but they're there. They're there. That I can personally guarantee through experience. And I have a challenge for all of us today. This is the largest audience that I've been able to talk to about this, and I'm pretty delighted about it. I hope this makes a difference. I have a challenge for all of us today. Name your blessings. Name your blessings. How? Do it every day. Start your day naming your blessings. You could start your day by wondering, what is the blessing for today? We could start our day like that. We could end our day by writing out a half a page of blessings that happened that day. I'll tell you, you can do it. Last year, shortly before the end of 2024, I heard a story about a man who was diagnosed with cancer. He fought cancer for 6 years and eventually was cured. He was healed of his cancer. He decided that all during his cancer treatment years, he was going to keep a daily journal of everything that he was feeling, everything that was happening to him. And he had 6 years worth of journals of this. And he put them up on his bookcase. And one time he pulled that down and started reading through his cancer fighting journals and found, this is the most depressing thing I've ever encountered in my life. It's the most negative. It's the most uncomfortable. I don't want to read any more of these. And I don't think he did. But he said, well, if a negativity journal has that effect on me, what can I do instead? And he decided to write down his blessings every day, something that he could pick up years on down the line and share with his children and share with his grandchildren. In fact, one of my children has already laid claim to my blessing journal because she likes written things. So I thought this would be a great idea for my wife and I to do. And about a week or two before January 1st got here, I said, I heard this story and I think it's a good idea. I think I'm going to try it. And I did. I got excited about it. A couple of weeks in, 3 weeks in, I found out that there's a blessing every single day. There's a blessing. Even if you're pummeled with problems and the rest of that, I guarantee you'll find some level of light during the day that you can write about. It might only be two or three sentences, but then again, some other days might be two or three pages for that day. I challenge us all to do this. I got started to get really excited about it, and I told my mom about it. I don't know if I'm going to do this, but 3 or 4 weeks in, I thought I'm going to call my mom and tell her about it. And she says, that sounds like a really great idea. So she started doing it. So I'm doing it, my wife's doing it, my mother's doing it. And a couple weeks later, she said, Mike, I love this. I love this positivity. I told my hairdresser about it. She thought that's a great idea. And she's doing it now. And she told her daughter, and she's doing it now. And I don't know, I haven't heard how many people are doing it, but there's got to be 300 plus people in here who can do that. Let me tell you how encouraged you'll be. Here's mine. I'm only 9.5 months into this year, and look. Look at all of the blessings. It's August. This cost me $1.49 at Walmart. But it's much more valuable now than it was when I bought it. Tony Evans. I don't know if anybody listens to Tony Evans once in a while. He's one of my favorite of the radio guys. He wants to find a blessing as the state of well-being where kingdom followers of Jesus Christ both enjoy and extend the goodness of God in their lives. The state of well-being where the kingdom followers of Jesus Christ both enjoy and extend the goodness of God in their lives. We are called to share. We're called to give. Why? I know who created us, and that's what he does. And that's what we'll do today. If you'll turn over to 2 Corinthians chapter 9. 2 Corinthians chapter 9, beginning in verse 6. My New King James Version heads this up by calling it the cheerful giver. And let me just say, who's cheerful today? We're getting ready to give some. Who's going to be cheerful? Man, you know, at the Feast of the Atonement when we gave an offering, I think I was sitting in the third row or something like that. There weren't many people there. There was 25 maybe at services. And as the special music was playing and that plate, the little bowl came down the aisle, put my offering in, and just looked around, and everybody was doing it. Everybody was participating in this precious, holy tradition that we have of taking up an offering. And I just love that. We get a chance to do that today. 2 Corinthians 9, verse 6 says, "But this I say, he who sows sparingly will also reap sparingly, and he who sows bountifully will also reap bountifully. So let each one give as he purposes in his heart, not grudgingly or of necessity, for God loves a cheerful giver." That cheerful word, Greek 2431, is pronounced hilaros. 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 It means propitious or merry. It means hilarious. Hilarious. Are we preparing to give a hilarious offering? Promptly, willingly, cheerfully, with joy, a prompt to do anything. Verse 8. This is probably one of my favorite parts. Verse 8. If you ever need some blessing in your life, listen to this. He loves a cheerful giver, and God is able to make all grace abound toward you. Who needs a little bit of grace once in a while? Who needs a lot of grace a lot of the while? I do. He's able to make all grace abound toward you, that you always, having all sufficiency in all things, may have an abundance for every good work. As it is written, he has dispersed abroad, he has given to the poor, his righteousness endures forever. Praise God for that. He gives and tells us to copy him, and that we will joyfully and hilariously do right now.